This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم everyone, جزاكم الله خير for joining us. الحمد لله, it's good to be back after 3 weeks, and الحمد لله رب العالمين, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept the Umrah. We were as a group from Jannah Institute. Allah سبحانه وتعالى blessed us and invited us, ولله الحمد, and came back. And again, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept all the good deeds we did, forgive all the shortcomings, as Sayyidina Ibrahim with Sayyidina Ismail when they are building the Kaaba. What's more honorable than that? And as they were doing it, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept from us. You are all hearing, all knowing. وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا, and accept our repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are the one who accept the repentance and all merciful. يَا رَبِّي آمين. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى invite us all, invite everybody, everyone listening to me. May Allah invite you sooner than later. And those of you who have not performed Hajj, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى allow us to have Hajj this year, and may allow everyone who wants to go to Hajj to be invited. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. It's a beautiful trip, and it's a blessing and an honor. And may Allah سبحانه وتعالى make us and make me worthy of visiting His house. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. In case you wonder why this subject, and I just came back from Umrah, actually it's a request came from you. Many of you, actually some of our students in Jannah Institute, some of you from online, may Allah reward everybody, reached out to us and they wanted us to talk about, discuss this topic, is the topic of grief after loss, like after loss of a loved one. And what the main requests were is, what does Islam say about it? And what should I do? Not how I feel or the grief itself, the problem, but in general, how should I deal with the fact, or the only fact thing is actually death. The only certainty that we all cannot doubt and can't argue about in everything in this life is only one thing. The only al-yaqeen al-wahid, the only certainty in here is actually death. We see it every single day. It's around us. Every one of us, every one of us, adults, have went through this experience, meaning somebody you love, somebody you know, someone close, sometimes very close people, went through it. And you may have witnessed it or heard about it, but it's reality. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, and to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam at the end of Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that you feel sad from what they are saying. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. When I and you feel down or feel sad because somebody said something about us, and this is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the advice to Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, سَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, praise your Lord. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ, and worship your Lord, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, till certainty comes to you. And I translated the word literally, yaqeen, certainty. All the mufassirin, all the scholars of tafsir, if you open any book, they tell you in this verse, last verse of Surah Al-Hijr, الْيَقِينَ, certainty here is death. So it's absolutely something we all gonna go through it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran repeatedly, 3 places where He said, every soul, subhanAllah, will taste death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single soul will taste death. And in three places he said it. He said it in Surah Ali Imran, he said it in Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets, and he said it in Surah Al-Ankabut, the spider. With different, of course, ending of the same verse. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul will taste death. And then, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ Whomsoever was literally pulled back, dragged from the hellfire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ and was allowed to enter Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازِ He or she are successful. That's in Ali Imran. And then Allah said in Al-Anbiya, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Same start. Every soul will taste death. وَنَبَلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ And we will test you with evil, bad things, things you don't like, شر, والخير, and good things, things you like, you love, I love, we want. Fitna is a test. And you're all going to come back to us. Death. Third one, the shortest one, in Al-Ankabut. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ Every soul will taste death and then you will come back to us. Why do we need to live this reality first? And we are talking about how do I deal with death? Any incident in life, we say, get ready, prepare. And for me and you, to keep reminding ourselves that this is a moment, every person around me will go through it, and I may go through it before them, only Allah knows the timing. It will make me, number one, accept this fact. Because anytime you talk about death in a group, people get so annoyed and they don't want to hear about it. Because the only way not to run away from something is not to talk about it. Although it is reality. And it is, again, the only real reality is death. So what I need you and me, myself, and you and everyone is to talk about it, even at least with myself internally, or the adults, to accept the fact that it's coming. And then when it comes, and if it is not me, if I am going to go through the grief of losing a beloved one, I am ready to this fact. Again, nobody will be ready, real ready, but at least it's not going to come as a shock. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in many ahadith, he talked about that. He said in one hadith, Al-kayyis man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The wise person, she or he, man dana nafsah, took himself or herself accountable. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Is this pleasing to Allah? If this is not pleasing to Allah, is this is what he wants me to do? Is this is what he doesn't want me to do? Or he doesn't want me or doesn't want to see me doing this? I take myself accountable. As Sayyidina Umar said in a famous statement, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا Take yourself accountable before you will be taken accountable. وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا And weigh your deeds before it will be weighed. وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ And get ready for the big show, for the big exhibition, which basically is the Day of Judgment. So Al-Kayyis, basically, the person, the wise person, is the person who get ready for death. And how do I get ready for that? For death is basically by accepting this reality, number one. Accept the fact, and I keep me to reminding myself, and that's why in another hadith, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, أكثروا من ذكري هذه اللذات. Keep remembering or remember frequently the destroyer of joy. Subhanallah. هذه اللذات, the destroyer of joy or destroyer of desires. And then in one narration, he said, الموت, death. So, If I keep reminding myself that this is reality, this is fact, this is going to happen to me one day for sure, and to the loved ones around me, maybe before me, maybe after me. That's the first step to cope with the grief. I know it is coming, but that it's not going to make it easier feeling-wise, but it is going to make me, if I can use the word, more ready. And especially when I prepared myself in a way that is basically keep reminding myself. Literally, the sunnah is daily. You remind yourself. That's why he said, أكثروا من ذكر هذه من لذات. Keep reminding yourself of the destroyer of joy. The word death in the Quran came in many ways. As I said, this is one. But also it came in talking about the death of the prophets. It's very interesting, and as a verse in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah said it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam recited it to the Sahaba. We all know the Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Sayyidina Jibreel to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You will die and they will die. It's in Surah Az-Zumar, the groups. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then on the day of judgment, in the presence of your Lord, you're going to be arguing. And there's a lot of arguments on the day of judgment, plenty in the Quran, but this is not the topic of the day. So death is reality. Death includes not only ordinary people, including the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. One, and I'm going to come to the moments of the death of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the most beloved people around him. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created death and life, and he put death first. الَّذِي he خَلَقَ created الْمَوْتَ death وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Why I am living? Why I'm on this earth? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So you are literally tested. Who is going to do a better good deed? Better deeds. We are not here in this life to have fun, to enjoy it only, and to collect, and to work very hard, and to have bigger homes, and more cars, and more travel, and more vacations. That's not why Allah created us. خلق الموت والحياة. He created them both. Reality, he created them both. We all know this. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Basically, أحسن, meaning it's a competition, but not competition in collecting and in who's prettier, who has more children, who are more successful. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who is better? Who's competing more in good deeds? And good deeds, by the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Who's better in saying. So there's always أحسن, better, competition. But in good deed, or أحسنُ دينا, Allah, this is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran. The concept of better saying, the best words you say is the words that you call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not necessarily you have to be a da'iyah and give lectures. If Allah chose you this way, alhamdulillah. If he didn't, in your home, in your surroundings, word or a tool to remind people of the reality of this life, of where are we going, of the other life that we're going to be living, and why Allah created us. So the concept of ahsan, ahsanu qawla, ahsanu amala, ahsanu deena, خلق الموت والحياة. He created death and life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Sajda, the surah that we normally read, sunnah, I shouldn't say normally, the sunnah to read it on Jumu'ah in Fajr, Al-Sajda. طيب قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم. The angel of death is going to take you back. The one that's assigned to you will take you back. So again, يتوفاكم ملك الموت. The angel of death will take you back. That angel of death that was assigned to you. يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلينا ترجعون. You will come back to us. That's in Surah Al-Sajda. And I looked at, there's a lot of verses in the Quran. One verse, we live it daily, sometimes more than once a day. But we don't look at it as reality of death. Absolutely. In every single day, each human being, almost everyone, go through small or minor death. And that's actually sleeping. Who doesn't sleep in the day? Or who has 2 or 3 days without sleeping? We can't survive as a human being. And Allah said this in Surah Az-Zumar also in the group. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-mauta wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. And then he ends it. Inna fi dhalika laayat liqawmin yatafakkarun. Let's translate. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus. Allah take back souls in two cases. Hina mawtiha, at time of death. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. And those who death has not yet, the time of death has not yet come to them when they are sleeping. So death, the real, the major one, and the minor death, or the small death, or the transient death, is sleeping. And then what does the verse says? فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. He will keep with him the soul that the time of death has come to it. So the death, the real death and sleep, minor death, in these two cases, the soul leave the body and go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way we don't know, in the ilm al-ghayb. And then what happens? Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have decreed that death is the time for death, that soul stays with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those human beings, you and me, still, time of death has not come yet. So the soul comes back. And even scientifically, they weighted the human being when they are sleeping and when they are not sleeping. The person, when they sleep, they are lighter in weight. Subhanallah. And enough, Allah said it. So the one who does not, the time of death did not come yet. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. The soul that of that person who death has come to him or her, the soul stays with Allah. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى. Send the other one back. And then Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ. In this phenomena, daily phenomena, that we all go through, sometimes more than once a day, لآيات. This phenomena is a sign. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. It is a sign for those who reflect, think, comprehend, learn. Every single day I go through it. I see it. I see it with the people around me. I see it with my child. I see it with my spouse. I see it with my parents. I see it with my children or my siblings. It's there. But we don't think about it. We don't connect it. And that's why when the real death comes in, it's a huge impact. It's a huge shock. Versus if I am looking at it every single day, when I see somebody sleeping, I will say, small death. When I wake up, and this is why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the dua, one of the duas, when we wake up from sleep, الحمد لله الذي أحياني بعدما أماتني أو الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. All praise to Allah who أحيانا gave us life after he made us die. I was sleeping. After he make us die, وإليه النشور. And to him resurrection. To him belong resurrection. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا. And when we go to sleep, also the dua, the supplication of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام taught us. What did he tell us when we go to sleep? بسمك اللهم وضعت جنبي. By your name, Ya Allah, I'm putting my side. وبك أرفعه. And by your name, I'll wake up. And then you say, فإن أمسكت روحي, if you're going to keep my soul with you, فارحمها. You're making dua for yourself. فارحمها. Bless it, Ya Rabbi. Shower your mercy on it. وإن أرسلتها, if you're going to bring it back, like I'm going to wake up, فاحفظها بما كما تحفظ أو بما تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين. If I'm going to wake up, my soul, Allah will bring it back. Then, Ya Allah, you're making dua for yourself. Ya Allah, guard, protect this soul, this human being, the way you protect your righteous people. So every single day phenomena, we go through it, small death, minor death, should remind me of the reality, should remind me that this reality is happening sooner or later. I need to get ready. Getting ready, number one, getting ready is actually by accepting the fact. Accepting the fact. It is coming sooner or later. Today, Allah knows. Tomorrow, 5 years. Next month, Allah knows. How many people, you know, I know, they are not with us. And they were with us last month, 6 months ago, last Ramadan. So death is in the Quran, Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah said to him, innaka mayitun wa innahum mayitun. You're going to die, and they all will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aba Sayyidina Ya'qub, am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut. You were witnessing when Ya'qub, Sayyidina Ya'qub, prophet, death came to him. Sayyidina Dawood, Allah also said this, Allahumma nas'aluka husna al-khatima. Absolutely. Ya Allah, give us a good end. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. I loved it. One of the sisters here, may Allah reward her, put it on the chat. And it's a beautiful dua. Yes. Ya Allah, give us the good end. The whole idea is the end. It doesn't matter how I am going to live, but how I am going to die. However, the person, and that's also Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said it, is the way we live, the way we die. This is why we need to live on the path of Allah with His obedience. So if the death come to me in any time, I am in the path of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Dawood, and Allah also said, فَمَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهِ. They didn't know that Sayyidina Dawood died. Only one, because he stayed and he's leaning on his stick till the stick was actually eaten by moth, and then the stick fell and he fell. That's how they know. So if the prophets, the most beloved creatures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most beloved one, Sayyidina Ibrahim, most beloved one, Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, died, then for sure you and me are dying. And we're going to be dying. There is no question about it. The moment of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was dying, there's many ahadith about that. But that tells you, and there is a reason why these sayings of him came to us, it reached us. And this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was actually narrated by Sayyida Aisha. She was with him. And she said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was dying, he was holding in his hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, a container of leather, or a container of wood or leather. And that container has water. And he used to put his hand in this container and then wipe his face. And he used to say, Inna al-mauti sakarat. Indeed, death has moments of agony, pain. Imagine, this is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Puts in his hands in this container and then wipe his face. And he used to say, إِنَّ الْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتِ. Death has agony, pain. Imagine him, subhanah. May Allah be pleased. Peace and blessings of Allah is upon him. And in the same moment, his daughter Fatima was around him. You can imagine that moment. Anytime you hear about someone who's so close or you love, or someone who really their death is a huge loss, as many scholars tells you, there is no calamity that has befallen the Muslim Ummah anything equal to the death of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And I cannot even start to think to imagine if I and you were there living with him alayhi salatu wasalam, learning from him, have the blessings of his presence, let alone the barakah of the Quran and all the beauty and the changes, and then he's gone. And this is with the Sayyida Fatima, subhanAllah, his daughter, most beloved. And she was next to him when he was dying. And she used to say, wa karbah ya aba. Whoa. And she used to say, oh, how distressed you are, daddy. This is a daughter. Because he was, again, going through all this. And he responded, your father has no more distress after now. This is when you look at death, that you're going to go and meet Allah, that you're going to be in Jannah. What is this life? So he was telling her, your father has no more distress after today, meaning after he died. لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيكِ كَرْبٌ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. There's no distress, there's no worry, there's no sorrow, done. Then when he died, she was there. Sayyida Fatima was there, Sahaba were there. When he died, alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, Ya Abatah, daddy, ajaba rabbah, ajaba rabban da'a. He responded to a Lord who called him. And then she said, Ya Abatah, man jannat al-firdawsi ma'wah, daddy, the Firdaus garden is his place. She was, imagine, and you really have to feel this. This is a daughter and a father. But what a daughter, what a father. The father is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said, daddy, to Jibreel, I say you died. And then when they took him to bury him, imagine this. Who are we? It's very painful. Death is very painful. There's no doubt about that. It's probably the most painful moment when you lose someone you love. But imagine that was a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they came back, she looked at Anas, Sayyidina Anas, when they came back from a barrier. She said, كَيْفَ طَابَتْ لَكُمْ نَفْسُكُمْ أَنْ تَرْثُ التُرَاثَ التُرَابَ أَنْ تَحْثُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ التُرَابَ. How could you do it? How did your selves let you, subhanAllah, put dust on the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? This, yani, all of us will say the same thing. And they responded, that's when your iman comes in. And look what they said. This is what he taught us. This is what he taught us to do. And we will do it. SubhanAllah, what else more sorrow, more pain than losing the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Having said that, that doesn't mean death is not painful. There is no moment of sorrow and grief. And it's extremely important to go the process of grief. We'll talk about it inshallah next week, and also what are the sunan things. We'll start with a little bit today, but we'll continue also next week. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also, he said the following. And this is now what we're going to learn. We need to memorize these du'as. So when the moment of death comes in, these comes to me and definitely will calm me down. And look what he said alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is actually Ummu Salama, his wife. Before she married Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, her husband Abu Salama died. And Abu Salama was one of the best husbands, of course, before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam married her. So she was really going through a lot of grief. And she said, I heard from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying the following. Bismillah. What did he say? And this is in Muslim. She said, Ma min abdin. He said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Ma min abdin tusibuhu musiba. Not a single servant of Allah that we will be befalled by a calamity. And usually calamity is losing someone you love. Someone you love. A dear friend. A spouse. May Allah protect the children. A child. Parents. Anyone. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبَةٍ. He is tested. She is tested by a calamity. فَيَقُولُ. That person says, at the moment of the musiba, at the time of the calamity, not later on, at the time of the calamity, says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we will be going back. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we will go back. This is extremely important that we all remember this, is that we need to remember this, is we're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then the dua, Allahumma jirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran minha. Ya Allah, reward me because of this calamity. Because when I and you go through calamity and the calamity and I respond in a way pleasing to Allah, I will be rewarded for the test I'm going through, for the pain I'm going through, for the patient I'm going through, all this. So ما من عبد, a servant, tested by a test. And مصيبة here, calamity is loss of life. And they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we will go back. اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي. Ya Allah, reward me for my loss. وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And replace it with something better. And replace it with something better. Illa, but Allah will reward him for this calamity and he will give him better. And when Sayyida Umm Salama lost her husband and she was so sad and crying, and he was amazing husband, our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught her this dua, taught her to say this. And what did Allah give her? After Abu Salama, Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So when I say it with yaqeen again, when I say this with full certainty, and I know Allah is hearing me, and I know Allah will respond to me, and I know Allah will not let me down, and I know Allah will help me to go through this, and I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me better, whether in dunya or in akhirah. As Sayyida Umm Salama, Allah gave her Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in the dunya and of course in the akhirah. So let us, and this is another famous story actually, where Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was passing by a graveyard and he saw a woman crying and wailing. She just lost her son. It's very hard. So he came to her and he said, Asbiri. He came to her and he said, Isbari, be patient. And then she said, move away from me. Move away from me. Then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said nothing. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam moved. The people came to him, to her, and said, this is Rasulullah. She didn't know it was Rasulullah. And this is her son. She was at the graveyard of her son. Yani you can imagine. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Isbiri wa ihtasibi. Be patient and look for your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said to him, da'ka anni, yani move away from me. You don't know what I'm going through. She didn't know he was a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't answer anything. Look at the manners of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at his mercy with this woman. Because you know what is she going through. He's not going to now teach her and tell her, you don't know who I am, what Allah said, left her. People came to her and said, this is Rasulullah, the one who was speaking to you. So she went to him and says, the meaning of, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't know. And he responded, As-sabru inda sadmati al-ula. You practice patient at the moment of the calamity. And that's why at the moment of the calamity, what we need to say right away, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. At the moment of calamity, we need to keep reminding ourselves and reminding people around us. If you are a person who are supporting those who are going through this major test, you remind them, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It has a major impact on human being. Subhanallah, I've tried it many times. When immediately something comes to you to remind you of the reality, we belong to Allah and we're going to go back to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musiba, qalu. Those when they are tested by calamity, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, qalu, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and to Allah we will return. Ulaika alayhim, those who say this at the moment of calamity, alayhim, salawatun min rabbihim, praises from Allah, wa rahmah and mercy, wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and those who are the guided one. So the first thing I need to say, we need to say, if we were the people tested immediately by a loss, we heard the news, we were there and there around their deathbed, immediately teach yourself to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Definitely it calms down. Sunnah, it's a good deed. I'll be rewarded. And one of the rewards I will get, let alone in the akhirah, that I will be calmer. Yunazzil Allah alayhi as-sakina, as if Allah would send down tranquility upon me or upon the people around me. So that's the first thing. And when the loss is a child, may Allah protect all the children. I'm sure everybody have seen the sad story last week in Morocco where the young boy, Rayyan, who fell in the well, and subhanAllah, after 5 days of tremendous efforts to save him, they saved him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take him back. And if you have not seen it, please go and see it. See the response of his mother and father, and his mother, and his mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And even there's clips that's translated, meaning basically what she said, this is the decree of Allah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam now teaching you and me what to say, or what to say to someone when they lost their child. This is one of the most difficult moment. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Idha mata waladu al-abd, if the son or the daughter, namely the child of the servant, died. Subhanallah. It doesn't matter what age is that child or that man or that woman. The idea is a parent lose a child. And when that moment happened, قال الله لملائكته, Allah will say to the angels, قبضتم ولد عبدي, ولد عبدي, you took back the son or the daughter of my servant. فيقولون نعم, the angels will say yes. Of course Allah decreed it and Allah knows, but the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام teaching you and me. فيقولون نعم, فيقول, Allah will say, قبضتم ثمرة فؤاده, you took back, subhanallah, you took back like the fruit of his heart or her heart. Like imagine, you always say, my child, you like you put your hand on your heart. You took the fruit of his heart, and the angel says, yes, Ya Rabbi, yes, we did. Then Allah will ask, ماذا قال عبدي? What did my servant, the parent who just lost the child, and Allah will say, what did they say? And of course Allah knows, but he's again teaching you and me, I need to learn this. So if I am in a situation where there's somebody around me lost their child, I need to remind them of this. So Allah will ask, what did they say? What did he say or she said? فَيَقُولُونَ حَمَدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ. The angels say, your servant, Ya Allah, who lost their child, said, Alhamdulillah, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Alhamdulillah, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. All praise to Allah. We belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. حَمَدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ. And if you heard the mother of Rayyan, that's what she said. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. 5 years old boy fell in a well. It's like Sayyidina Yusuf. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Allah will say, this is what I need to memorize. I want you all to memorize because that really will help at that moment. Then Allah will say, Ibnu li abdi. بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتُ الْحَمْدِ. Build for my servant, the parent, the parents. بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. A house in Jannah. سَمُّوهُ. This house has a special name. Call it بَيْتُ الْحَمْدِ. The house of praise. The house of praise. Because this is one of the most difficult moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test any parent with this. But this is the hardest one, is when you have a parent lose a child, young or old. It's very hard. And that's what I need to remind them at the time. Say, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What did, and Allah remind them. Allah will ask, what did you say? And then the angel will say, Ya Rabbi, hamadaka wa starja. He said, all praise to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah will tell the angels, build a house for that parents, for those parents who at the moment of death, which is so hard, remembered Allah, praised Allah for everything, including this calamity, and reminded themselves that they belong to Allah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all will say, now, what about crying? Now we're going to come to the Islamic steps one by one. And as I said, I will finish some today, and inshallah, next week. Because that's what the students and you all requested. What should we do? What does Islam allow? What does Islam doesn't allow? So I'm going to start with one thing, which almost everybody, including Rasul, did. What about crying at the moment when you are just lost someone you love? Subhanallah. And let me share with you this hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar said, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, who is a famous Sahabi from Medina, he fell ill. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered to visit him. And with him was Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So three major Sahaba went with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to visit Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Ubadah, who was very ill. When the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered, Sayyidina Sa'd was actually unconscious. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Aqudi, did he die? And they said, La, no, not, no. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam started crying. And imagine this. Imagine Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam crying. So everyone around him, they looked at Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and they started crying. And then he said, Ala tasma'un? Don't you hear what I want to tell you? Don't you want to hear what I want to tell you? And what do you want to tell? What is it? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish someone because they cry. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the deceased will get hurt if those around him, not by crying, but wailing. So that's why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us by action that it's okay to cry. as long as there's no wailing, loud voices, and not saying things that are not pleasing to Allah. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is something will be make things easy for those who goes through this, especially losing a child. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as you all know, lost all his male or all his sons. So this hadith, Sayyidina Anas is reporting it. He said, Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered on his son Ibrahim and he was dying. Sayyidina Ibrahim was dying. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had no sons. All the sons died. SubhanAllah. So this was the youngest one. And Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was not young at that moment. So Sayyidina Ibrahim was dying. Basically, actually, he was gasping, meaning the last moment of life. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam started crying. And also with him was Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the Sahabis. And he looked at him and says, "You cry, Ya Rasulullah?" Again, think of the scenario. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, surrounded by Sahaba, he's their teacher, he's Rasulullah, he's the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he entered, this is his son, Ibrahim, and Sayyidina Ibrahim is gasping for his last breath. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saw that, and he started crying. Of course, all the Sahaba started crying, but they were somehow astonished. "Anta ya Rasulullah? You cry, Ya Rasulullah?" And then he said his famous statement. Again, learn this. So if, may Allah protect your children, if you are in that situation, around people who lost their child, and you say, "Inna al-ayn," he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, "Inna al-ayna la tadma," eyes shed tears, "wa inna al-qalba la yahzan," and the heart is sad. Eyes shed tears, and the heart is sad, and we don't say anything but what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are, for your loss, Ya Ibrahim, are very sad. SubhanAllah. So yes, crying is allowed. Saying anything, as long as it is pleasing to Allah. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ الْمَوْتُ حَقٌّ. Death is reality. Death is a truth. Death is going to come to everyone. Ya Allah. And you turn to Allah, but crying in pain, but you ask Him, but without wailing. Ya Allah, make me patient. Ya Allah, help me to go through this difficult times. We cannot say it's not difficult. We cannot deny the reality, but it is. But Allah will make this easy. SubhanAllah. And another, look how many times Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with this. I know how many of us know that. He lost all his sons. He lost two of his daughters and grandchildren. And this hadith is about his grandchildren. Usama ibn Zayd, he said, "We were with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and his daughter," in one narration said, it was Zainab. She called for him and she said, "My son is dying. I want you to come." And then he said, "Go to her and tell her, to Allah, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى. To Allah belong what he took," meaning the soul that he took it, وَلِلَّهِ مَا أَعْطَى. And Allah also owns what he gives. And this is actually one of the dua you say when you condole someone. You say, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلِلَّهِ مَا أَعْطَى. To Allah belong what he took back, and to Allah belong what you gave to start with. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. So he told the person who came to him, go back to her and tell her, to Allah belong what he took, and to Allah belong what he gave, and everything has a measured time or moment. And then, and tell her to be patient and look for her reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She sent him back and said, tell him I want him to come. I want my daddy with me. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam came, and also came with him Sahaba, Sa'd ibn Ubada, Mu'ad ibn Jabal. And the grandchild was a boy, right? was in her hand. She gave it to him, to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was actually in his last breath, froth coming out of his mouth. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam started crying again. SubhanAllah. And Sa'd ibn Ubadah looked at him. Yani Rasulullah. And then he said, and this is what you all need to remember. فَقَالَ هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَاءُ. So Sa'd ibn Ubadah, when he looked and saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam crying, he just like felt Rasulullah crying. And then he said, Rasulullah felt it. And he said, this is sign of mercy. And Allah will have mercy on those who have mercy in their heart. So crying upon losing a loved one is absolutely allowed. As long as it is no wailing, not saying things that is not pleasing to Allah, as long as it is not excessive and to the point that is hurting that person. And if you come to medicine, and if you come to the grief process, the healthiest thing that the person who goes through loss or grief is actually to show it. It's very healthy. You worry about people who doesn't show their emotions because it's not natural. It's rahmah. Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam cried. What about us? And when you don't show it, that's when you start to worry. And that's where people suffer and the grief process takes longer. So being patient doesn't mean I am not going to cry. Being patient doesn't mean I'm not going to cry. I'm going to cry, but I'm still patient, but I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to be saying, why me? What did I do? Why did he test me this way? I never question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I don't know anything. How do I know anything about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And inshallah, we will stop here. And then bi-idhnillah, next week, we will continue at the process death, graveyard, visiting the death, all the Islamic concept of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, Ya Rabbi Ameen, who when they listen to the words of admonition, and I am number one, to remember it and to act by it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not, Ya Rabbi Ameen, will not test us in anything that we are unable to handle. Rabbana لَا تُكَلِّفْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Ya Rabbi, don't test us in something we cannot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. When they are tested, they will be the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they turn this test and this calamity to a gift. Because the scholars will say, every test is in it, there is a gift. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the gift in spite of all this difficulty and test and turn it for us in the akhirah, that we will look at it and say, Alhamdulillah, with all the pain, look what Allah gave me. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.